Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to be joined by Kathy Clark, a representative from the Perry Fine Arts Council. Kathy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me and allowing me this opportunity to promote the Perry Fine Arts.
For sure. So let's jump right into it and talk about some upcoming concerts that you have. You've had several concerts already this year, but your next concert is coming up in the middle of March. What can you tell me about this event?
Well, first of all, it's going to be an evening concert, which is totally different than what we usually have. It is March the 12th on a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and it's the Drake University Chorale. And this is a group of women who have to audition to be in the chorale. It is all levels of students in Drake from different colleges as well as from the music college. And so they are extremely professional in their singing. We, as the Perry Fine Arts, always try to do something with a school activity. And this year we chose the high school. So they are going to come during the day and work with the treble clef choir. And so they will be practicing and singing together and working on different music. And so the concert will be in the evening, and the treble clef choir will join them for a song. They are going to be doing I Shall Not Live in Vain with text by Emily Dickinson, and the piece is by John Armstrong. And the treble clef choir is directed by Jen Nelson, who is a Drake alumni and was also a former member of the Drake Chorale. So we're really excited to have this opportunity to share with Perry students university quality music programs. And so we hope to promote a lot of good music on that night.
For sure. Now, what sort of music can people look forward to with this concert? Chamber music, a cappella, what sort of style?
I think it's a cappella. The choir from Drake has sung with Anonymous Four, Audrey Ramsey, Paul Caldwell, Sean Ivory, Z. Randall Strope, Mark Surrett, and the Des Moines Symphony. They've also sung with composers Elaine Hagenberg, Dale Trombone, and Jocelyn Haglin. They have an annual Praise of Women concert, and then they bring in guest choirs from all over the Midwest. Linda Vanderpool is their director, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so that's Tuesday, March 12th at the Performing Arts Center.
At 7 p.m.
All right. Now, moving on the next month after that, April, you have a band coming in that's going to bring a little Hispanic flair to the Perry community.
Absolutely. This is going to be the Three Amigos KC. They are a Kansas City mariachi band. I have contacted HUP, which is Hispanics for Perry, and they are going to help us promote the concert. It'll be April 28th on the Sunday afternoon, like we regularly have it. This will be a return performance for the Three Amigos KC. The last time we had them, we had people say that they were very, very, very good. So I'm really excited about having them come back. They will play mariachi tunes as well as music from South and Central America, Cuba, and the Caribbean. They are quite well known for their musical ability. So we're looking forward to them in April.
Absolutely. Then about a week after that is the next concert, and that's also going to be on a weekday. So kind of bucking the trend this year so far.
Yes, our May group is going to be Lyra. Lyra has been to Perry several different times. They are a vocal ensemble from St. Petersburg, Russia. And the concert will be in Russian. What they're doing is they're going to do chants of Russian Orthodox church music and then folk songs from Russia. Now, I'm a person that really, really likes folk songs, but the first time they were here, they blew me away with their Russian Orthodox church music. It is just fantastic. You might even recognize some of the tunes. They are a vocal ensemble, and they are professional musicians. They sing in different churches in St. Petersburg. Some of them are soloists at music theaters in the city. They want to introduce the enormous musical heritage of the Russian Orthodox Church. When I asked my committee about whether we should have them again, my committee said they are the very best musicians that we have. And so absolutely, we want to invite them back. So it is on a Wednesday night, Wednesday the 8th, and it'll be at 7 o'clock. I know a lot of Christian groups meet on Wednesday night, but since this is the Russian Orthodox Christian music, hopefully you can piggyback on that for religious education in music history. And so we would really encourage people come to listen to them because they are very, very good.
All right. Now, after that, you take a couple months off and then come back with one of your biggest events. That's the 4th of July music extravaganza that you do every year. So what can you tell me about this year's event?
Okay. This year, it's going to be a variety show. 4th of July this year is special in the town of Perry because we're celebrating our 150 years. And so I'm piggybacking onto the town's programs. And so this will be a variety show. We will invite local people to come and perform. And if you would like to perform and would like to be on our schedule, please contact me or any one of the Perry Fine Arts committee members, which include Mark Golightly, Marilyn Bode, Doc McCauley, Andrea Brunley, Jen Nelson, Brad Sparks, Connie Sheehy, Mavis Strike, and me, Kathy Clark. So we have not got our lineup firm yet, and so we are still looking for people that would like to perform. And so we would like you to join our celebration. And then after the concert, we have our annual ice cream social, and we try to do homemade ice cream for everybody with treats. And so it's an air-conditioned venue, and this one will be at the Methodist Church. So the other concerts are at the Performing Arts Center, but this is at the Methodist Church. So mark your calendars for the 4th of July and come and enjoy the music with us on the 4th.
All right. Now, one last question that I have here for you today is, you've had a great selection of music entertainment starting, you know, last October and now running through this year, through May, really. How do you decide what performers to bring into Perry, and how are you able to convince them to come to Perry?
Well, we do it by word of mouth. I have a list of performers that I work from. We have a committee meeting. We talk about what's available, what kind of music we would like to have. Again, we have an eye on the school to find at least one group that would like to promote fine arts in the school district. And then we just talk about what we had last year, and we try to do a variety so we don't have the same kind of concerts. Like if we focus a lot on instrumentals one year, we'll try to do a few more vocals on the other. We try to have a variety of different kinds of music or different kinds of art forms. We've had percussion, we've had puppets, we've had opera. So it's just a wide variety. If you have an idea or would like to have us try to bring in somebody, again, contact some of our committee members. We're always open for suggestions. Basically, we say we're a nonprofit organization, and what do you charge? And then we sort of work on it from there. Like I said, we like to have a wide variety of different kinds of entertainment to promote the fine arts in the city of Perry at a reasonable cost. We don't have to charge for parking, so we think we have relatively great things right here in Perry, so you don't have to drive anywhere and you don't have to pay for parking, and it isn't a big price. We do everything by donations. We always have a free will donation at the concerts, and we greatly appreciate those because that's our lifeblood and that's the way we exist.
Absolutely. But other than that, if people can't spare anything, the concerts are free to
attend. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Well, Kathy Clark with the Perry Fine Arts Group, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
If you would like to join our committee and have a voice in what we do, we would always like to have new members, and we're always open for suggestions.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Kathy Clark. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Serwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.